The Milk Squad is a group of 9 young men in the Eastern American city of Baltimore, Maryland. For them, skateboarding is more than a sport. It is a way of life. Almost every day, you can see all 9 with their skateboards and bright orange t-shirts in Baltimore's Carroll Park. The Milk Squad brings together young people of different races and beliefs. Jamone McKenzie is one of the group's members. His skating friends call him Psycho. The name comes from the term meaning someone with mental or emotional problems.
The reason for that is just I do a lot of crazy things that a lot of people won't try.
Psycho became interested in skateboarding when he was a child. He remembers watching skaters on television. McKenzie started skating when he was 9 years old. At the time, his mother was afraid he would get hurt or injured. His progress, however, seems to have impressed her. "Now I see she's proud of me," he says. Eli Heck is another group member. He says he loves the freedom he feels when he is skating.
"I just love skating. I love the feeling of being on my board floating down the road."
Heck adds that being a member of the Milk Squad gives him a sense of belonging. He and the other members teach and help each other to develop their skills. Group leader Jamal Taco Cotman says many people underestimate themselves. However, when they learn skateboarding, they start to learn that believing in yourself and hard work can pay off. Cotman adds that Baltimore needs to add more skate parks, places where skateboarders can train.
"It'll keep more people out of trouble, because I know it for sure kept me out of trouble. Definitely."
Skateboarding began in the western state of California in the middle of the 20th century. Over the years, the sport's popularity has grown around the world. However, skateboarders still find it difficult to find places to practice their sport. Stephanie Murdoch is the founder of a nonprofit organization that supports local skaters. She helped to raise almost $1 million to build a new skate park. One of the difficulties she had was in persuading the community that skating was a valuable sport. "I did not realize how hard it would be to help them understand that skateboarders are as valuable as baseball players or as our basketball players," Murdoch explains. She adds that building more skate parks will interest other young people, including girls, in the sport. Murdoch herself is a skater with more than 10 years of experience. Despite obstacles, the new skate park is expected to open next summer. As for the Milk Squad's members, their hard work has paid off. They have received a sponsorship offer. The Bodymore Skateboard Company is providing them with hats, t-shirts, and skateboards for free. I'm Phil Dierking.